listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. The search for a missing 21-year-old who was last seen near Coconut Wells on Friday continues today. Zane Stevens, described as being 180 centimetres tall, of medium build with brown hair and brown eyes. More than 20 police officers are searching on the ground and from the skies, with DBCA joining the efforts, sending a boat to search nearby mangroves and creeks. Anyone who sees him is urged to contact police immediately. Westpac has vowed to halt regional branch closures for at least another 3 years. It follows customer feedback, citing the impact on bank closures in remote towns by people who heavily rely on face-to-face service. Consumer Division Chief Executive Jason Yetton says they want to stick around in local towns.
But if we've got two locations in any community, increasingly we'll bring those together in one location. So what does that mean for our customers? That means they can do cash transactions regardless of whether your brand is the closest branch to where you live or where you work.
A raft of measures have been outlined by the Prime Minister to tackle family and domestic violence. That includes programs to counter toxic male behaviour online and a review of the Online Safety Act. Anthony Albanese says $925 million will be invested over 5 years to support those fleeing domestic violence.
Those escaping violence can receive financial support, safety assessments, and referrals to support pathways. Those eligible will be able to access up to $5,000 in financial support, along with referral services, risk assessments, and safety planning.
In sport, round two of Karratha Netball got underway last night for the senior women. Flames continuing its hot streak after defeating Falcons 48-42. And Takeda's followed winning ways, taking home a 4-goal victory against Cats. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.